In today's Mishnah, it's from the 4th and 5th Mishnah, from the 4th Perek, Masechta Ediyot. And we continue learning about the various debates, which is the theme of this Perek, between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, where we find that Beit Shammai is actually ruling leniently compared to Beit Hillel, as opposed to what we normally see as being the other way around. And this next Mishnah we're learning is also taken from Masechta Peah, like the second Mishnah in yesterday's Mishnah. And it's actually the one that follows it. It says, HaOmer Samuch LaGafa. So if someone forgot an Omer, so we're dealing once again with the laws of Shichacha, but just to recall, if someone leaves a single bundle in the field, and he's forgotten about it, then that's another one of the gifts of the poor that has to be left for them to take. So here's a situation, he left it close to an actual landmark. He left it close to a gafa, which is a stone wall, or the lagadish, or next to a proper pile of bundles. So after they bundled the wheat that was harvested, then they collected them all together and made a stack. So he left one near a stack, or labakar, or close to where the animals, the work animals, was located, but like kelim, or near the, say, the plows, other work material, and el shechacha, and he forgot it there. Beit Shammai, Omrim says, enu shechacha, it doesn't have the status of shechacha, because as we explained, because it was left next to a distinct landmark or an important location, then he's certainly going to remember it and go back and collect it. However, Beit Hillel says, it is shechacha, because since he forgot it, doesn't matter where he forgot it, therefore it has to be left for the Aniyim. That's the first way that Mishnah is understood. If you remember, when you learned this back in Masechta Peah, we explained that the Yerushalmi said that there is another way of understanding this Mishnah. The way I've explained it is according to Rabbi Yeshua, but another way, meaning that if it was left in those locations, everyone would agree, normally the Shecha, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. However, what's happened is the person has taken some of these bundles and he started collecting them to take them to the city to sell. However, as he's been collecting, he left one by this fence, a stack, or of other locations listed in the Mishnah. In that situation, Beit Shammai says, since he's actually already picked it up, he's what's called Zachabo, he's already taken it, it's already considered his. And therefore, if he forgets it later in one of these locations, therefore it's not considered Shechacha. However, Beit Hillel says, no, despite the fact he's picked it up, since it's still in the field and is forgotten, it still has the status of Shechacha. Let's now learn Mishnah Hay. This Mishnah is found in also Masechta Peah, also Masmaser Sheni, so this is probably the third time we're learning it, at least going to Kati's introduction. And he would deal with Kerem Ravai. If you remember, in the first 3 years of once a tree has been planted, it has the status of Orla. You're not allowed to eat from its fruit. However, in the fourth year, it has similarities with Maser Sheni, meaning the fruit itself has to be taken to Shalayim and eaten there. But much like Maser Sheni, it can be redeemed, meaning the Kedusha can be transferred to money and the money taken to Shalayim. So what's debated in this mission, as we've learnt previously, is how similar is it to Maser Sheni? Does it share all the laws? So Mishnah begins, Kerem Ravai Beit Shammai, or Mir Beit Shammai says, Ein lo chomesh, meaning when you redeem it, a law by Maser Sheni is you have to add chomesh, meaning the sum of money you use, you have to add an extra fifth, which doesn't really mean a fifth, it's fifth once the added amount is included, so you really have to add another 25%. So the point is here, when it comes to Kerem Ravai, it doesn't share that law. You don't have to add a chomesh. The next law is by Kerem Ravai. Here we're talking about a Kerem specifically in a vineyard, but it applies to fruit trees as well, but we'll see why Kerem is important for the continuation of the Mishnah. Also, Ein lo biur, meaning when it comes to Maser Sheni, in the 4th and 7th year Kamer of Pesach, there's a mitzvah of biur, that any trumas and maser having been given or dealt with as are meant to be, have to be removed from one's house. So he says that doesn't apply to Kerem Ravai. However, Beit Hillel says, no, yesh lo chomesh v'yesh lo biur. Beit Hillel has a gzeirah shava because the term kodesh is used in the Torah referring to both Kerem Ravai and Maser Sheni, they share all these laws as well. Yesh lo chomesh v'yesh lo biur. Both the law of chomesh, which we've explained, and the law of biur. The next debate, connected to this exact point, Beit Shammai says, "B'shamarem yesh lo peret v'yesh lo olalot." So now we appreciate why the Mishnah was specifically talking about Kerem Ravai, because these two gifts we're talking about now only apply to a vineyard. Peret refers to the individual grapes that fell off the clusters during harvest, and olalot refers to the badly formed bunches of grapes. So it doesn't have a droopy part, didn't have shoulders. Those also have to be left for the poor. Those are two more gifts to the poor. So according to Beit Shammai, he maintains that despite the fact, yes, Kerem Ravai has certain kedusha has to be taken to Shalayim and eaten there, here he understands that the gifts of Peret and Olet still apply, meaning they would have to be left for the poor, and when the poor collect these, the Peret and Olelot, meaning the big sign on the front of this vineyard saying everything in here is Neter Ravai, and then when Anim come and collect their gifts, Podim La'atzman, they would then redeem it, so they could eat the grapes as they are and then take the money to Shalayim. However, Beit Hillel says, no, Kula lagat. He says Kerem Ravai is exactly like Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni, you don't separate anything from Maaseh Sheni. More to the point, it's considered Mamon Gvoha. It's not considered the property of the Baalim. It's considered, it already has, if you like, Kedusha associated with it. So therefore, these gifts of Peret and Ola do not apply to it. So Kula lagat means that the owner can take all of these grapes and clusters from this field and take it to the gat, to the pressing floor, and they all belong to him. In other words, they're exempt from Peret and Ola. Those are Mishnah today.